This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, item number three from the policy overhaul roulette wheel is taxes. The official line from the White House and Republicans in Congress is that they are going to be done with a tax overhaul by the end of the year. The future is, of course, unknowable, but the congressional calendar is pretty much set. There are just 32 legislative days left until the end of the year, and the GOP plan is still little more than a framework. One thing we do know, though, is that the administration wants a more simple tax system with so few deductions and loopholes that most of us would be able to file on a postcard. To get that simple, you got to get rid of a lot of stuff, the alternative minimum tax among them. Republicans say the AMT no longer serves its intended purpose, which was what exactly? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
So a reporter walks into a bar. No, really.
Hey, Bill. Nancy Marshall Genzer.
How you doing, Nancy? How you?
Very nice to meet you.
We'll see.
I'm meeting Bill Duggan, the colorful owner of a bar in Washington's Adams Morgan neighborhood called Madam's Organ.
Round shots.
It's late afternoon, well before things get going. If I came back after 8, I'd have to pay a cover to see the band, or a 2-drink minimum to embarrass myself at karaoke. Madam's Organ has entertainment every night, and Duggan says somebody's got to pay for it.
And we got to pay the band, the wait staff. I got my insurance, which is astronomical.
And just hoping that people drink and eat enough to cover the cost won't work. The government operates in a similar way. It also has to pay the band. The AMT is its 2-drink minimum. The tax was designed to ensure that we all pick up our fair share of the tab. Here's how Martin Sullivan explains it. He's chief economist at the nonprofit Tax Analyst.
The intention of the minimum tax is to give the federal government a second bite at the apple if they didn't catch you on your 1040.
The government gets that bite by making filers with lots of deductions calculate their taxes twice, once under the regular 1040 rules and once under the AMT rules. They pay whichever is higher. The typical AMT add-on is around $7,000. The minimum tax got its start in 1969, near the end of the Johnson administration. Here's Sullivan again.
The outgoing Treasury Secretary, he revealed to the U.S. public that there were hundreds of tax-free millionaires. And this bombshell got the public's blood boiling, and that got the attention of Congress, and as a result, the AMT was born.
At first, it was actually an add-on minimum tax. The AMT we have today was enacted in 1979. For you tax geeks, it's Form 6251. Alan Johnston, a retired health policy analyst in Kensington, Maryland, knows that form well.
It's not all that straightforward. It's a very complicated form.
Johnston and his wife, Ann Cross, have paid the alternative minimum tax 4 times.
I have no problem with AMT other than the fact that some rich people still can manage to avoid taxes.
Yes, even the AMT has loopholes. And Sullivan says people with the most money are the most likely to slip through them. The AMT typically ensnares higher income taxpayers, but not the 1%. Except for this guy, who paid an additional $31 million under the AMT in 2005.
The AMT is actually a shadow tax system that requires many people to calculate their taxes 2 different ways and pay the higher of the 2 amounts.
President Trump and the Republicans would get rid of the AMT. They say their tax plan would simplify the tax system and remove the deductions and loopholes that made the AMT necessary in the first place. Our bar owner, Bill Duggan, he understands the limits of minimums. He knows they're complicated and hard to enforce, but he says
there's got to be a payment, and without it, nothing works. And as long as we all pay some share, whatever our fair share is, then it's going to work.
And Duggan says people feel better when they pay up, or maybe that's the drinks. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.